something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Calabar, Calabar Ministry Center, Central Church, 16 Ayo Eta Street, off Barracks Road, Calabar, Cross River State, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 6 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 0806-738-2777 or 081-179-76302 or send an email to radio transmissions at loveworld360.com. This is a continuation of the message, Activating the Power.
Hallelujah.
See, make a joyful noise, the Bible says, unto the Lord. What do you think is a joyful noise? Doesn't mean only when we come together. When you're there in your room, instead of going, you know, some people, they're always hissing. They've been sitting down for some time. They want to get up. Good morning.
How are you?
That's not the real Christian. The Bible says you have what? Joy unspeakable. Full of glory. It's unspeakable. In other words, we don't have enough mouths to express our joy. It's always there. We're full of it. Full of it. It's joy unspeakable. So every noise from us is expressing that joy. It's expressed in your walking. It's expressed, you know. Why is that guy always dancing? Why are you always bouncing? They don't understand. It's joy inexpressible. That's the meaning of unspeakable. It's inexpressible. You don't know how to... Woo! You're going to work. Woo! Woo! They say, what is woo again? I don't know what to say more. Say, glory! You're standing waiting for maybe a taxi or a bus or something. You're going... I mean, the thing gets even in your legs. Glory! Oh, hallelujah.
Mama.
Don't go. No more. The guy goes. And he says, wow. Glory. Hallelujah. Let me read Jude to you. In the book of Jude here in verse number 20. He says, but ye. Hey, I like it. He says, but ye. In other words, you are different. But ye. There are some things about other people he's been talking about. He says, but ye. Say, but ye. I like it. Let's read. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Let me explain that to you. He says, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Listen. When you start hearing the word of God, faith comes to you. Because the Bible says faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes to you. And every time you hear the word of God, your faith is lifted. It gets to this level. And then you hear more and have the Spirit of God teaching you, your faith goes up again. This is the new level of faith. This is your highest faith. Now, we don't always operate in our lives according to our highest faith. But we have attained to this level of faith. And the more the Spirit of God ministers to you, the Word of God, your faith goes up. Now, this man has attained to this level of faith. This is your highest faith. And at the best of your times, in the Holy Spirit, you will get up to this highest faith. You cannot go beyond the level of faith in God's Word that you have. But most of the time, people live below the highest faith that they have attained. And so, here he's telling us, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Now you have attained to this level of faith. Instead of operating under, he says, through praying in the Holy Ghost, you can build yourselves to that highest point of faith that you have attained. at the highest peak of faith in your life until you hear the next word of God that takes you to the higher level again. Hallelujah. And by continually praying in the Holy Ghost, you will remain in that highest faith. He says, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, the highest peak of faith that you have attained, praying in the Holy Ghost. Because you see, when you pray in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit takes the Word of God right into your spirit. But most of the time, we find ourselves working with our minds, with our understanding. That's why faith is not operated, because faith is a response of the human spirit to the Word of God. But as we pray in the Holy Ghost, we have been built up to that level of faith that the Holy Spirit has already brought us to. Then we find we are operating at best. Can you say amen? But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith. When faith comes to you, you understand, sometimes we go to church Wednesday night and we go to church Sunday morning, and then we hear the Word of God, and then we leave the church, and it's as though we left the Word of God back in church. The fear we had before comes back. The problems we had before all show their face again to us. We were so happy inside the church a moment ago, but now we've just finished from the service, well, like we never went to church. He says, that does not mean that your faith didn't get to a high level. You got to a high level in church when the Word of God came to you. Now he says, as you walk out of church, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. As you pray in the Holy Ghost, that faith that you attained to while in church will be your normal lifestyle. Can you say amen? That's what it's supposed to be. In the morning, sow your seed. In the evening, withhold not your hand. What is he telling you? As you water the clouds, water the clouds, water the clouds of your life through speaking in other tongues, pouring out the word of God. It is out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, rivers of living water. Fill your home with rivers of living water. When you begin, it may get to the ankle. Are you hearing me? As you continue, it will rise to the knees. Just keep pressing on. Keep pressing on. It will get here to the loin. Keep pressing on. And before long, it will be waters to swim in. Hallelujah. That's it. When you start speaking in tongues, praying in tongues, it's dry. It's at the ankle. You still know where you are. Your body's itching you. You feel like going. You know, you look at the time. Of all I've been saying, only 2 minutes I've gone. You think, okay, maybe the next 10 minutes. You look at the time. 1.5 minutes. You feel like quitting. You are at the ankle. He says, press on. It'll get to the knees. By the time it gets to the knees, you're beginning to enjoy it a bit, because now you can really feel something. You know, you're going inside down. The water has got to the knees. It gets here. Now, you know what? Instead of now that it gets to the waist, songs are beginning, because from the loins, that's where your songs come from. Yep. But then it goes up and you are swimming. You are swimming. Somebody's knocking and you're like, please excuse me. Glory. You say, excuse me. They are knocking and someone wants you. You already have someone inside here. Your fellowship with the Holy Ghost has risen to a peak. You're now like Peter, James, and John when they said to the Master Jesus, let us stay here. Let us build 3 tabernacles. One for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah. Let's stay here. At that time, all by yourself, the anointing is so strong you fall under the power. You're like, oh God, let me just stay here. It's so peaceful. Just want to stay there.
Hallelujah. If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me. And mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead. and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
If you'd like us to pray with you or share your testimony, please call us on 0806-738-2777 or 081-179-76302 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Calabar, Calabar Ministry Center, Central Church, 16 Ayo Eta Street, off Barracks Road, Calabar, Cross River States, Nigeria. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 6 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you'd like us to pray with you or share your testimony, please call us on 0806-738-2777 or 081-179-76302 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. This message is titled, Activating the Power. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.loveworldradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.